See, that's the thing. Oh, you know, God's opened up some ideas to us about, you know, with this facility. I can see a school of the Spirit where, because we, in our particular fellowship, we have, I don't have to understand why, but God has placed some of the best teachers. I mean, the Richard Manus is one of our teachers. Man, he's one of the best teachers that I know of, and he's right there in our fellowship. We got two or three other people that are they're deep wells. We have a new couple in our church. They used to pastor a church, and man, Dave is a deep well. Got another couple in our church that they're former pastors also, and Danny's a deep well. I mean, so we got all these people that are able to teach like really, really, really intense stuff. So I'm seeing, and you know, it's like, man, we got the facility now. Mm-hmm. For like not just to do retreats and stuff, but to do like a school of the Spirit.
Amen.
So I'm things are rolling around in my brain, man.
You really got that far.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost thinking like a modern day equivalent to a monastery, you know. Mm-hmm. Only kingdom, third day, you know, just an intense place of, you know, maybe even have people staying there on a regular basis and do like a school of the Spirit or a school of ministry or something. I don't know. You know, I kind of got the idea that I need to make a commitment to record, to start from ground zero and to somehow record everything, pretty much everything that God's downloaded into me. I mean, it would take months, but you know, just to do that, so that then you could have, you know, so let's say someone's wanting to go into ministry, then you can start at ground zero and give them, you know, all of the basic teachings of the, you know, the feasts of Israel, the Hebrew names of God, all of those things. You can start them in the very foundational things and take them clear through, you know, the deeper truths and all of that.
Well, what a difference when you were just thinking of having a funeral for this.
Yes! That's
I mean,
it!
Come on.
Yeah!
But that just shows you, Lord can show you things when you're ready to give up.
Yeah. And see, that's the difference.
And boy, he could smack you in the head with it sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
And that's why what I was saying yesterday, that our people, is everybody gets excited at the birth of a thing, but it really, the resurrection of a thing is, you know, a ministry that's operating in the power of birth is good. I mean, Jesus walked on the earth as a man for 3 years, 3.5 years, and had a tremendous ministry, but his resurrected ministry
has,
you know, far surpassed.
Yeah, eternal consequences.
Yeah, and that's really what I'm seeing for us. Is that's where we're walking in now, is a resurrected ministry, because I was ready to have a funeral, man.
I had to get you out of the way so we could do it.
That's it,
oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Get rid of Doug. We can
get
do
rid
it.
Of Doug. Oh yeah, I don't think we're gonna pay that.
No.
No. When we buy it, we're no. They're
well,
going to come down a bunch.
When Gino went to look at the building, yeah, where I was for 20 years, and this, of course, is 30 years ago now when you think of it, and the value and what they wanted, Bay State Medical Center wanted to buy it because they were going to use it for office and conferences, etc. So they had put a bid. And the assemblies wanted, I think, $2.3 million or something like that.
Wow, yeah.
And to make a long story short, when God got involved, all the paperwork was ready. They were going to sign and purchase it. But they realized that the lady who had originally got the land from her dad had put a stipulation on the deed that it was to glorify God and it would be for a house of worship for eternity or,
whoa,
I forget, perpetual.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So everything fell flat. They couldn't buy it. They could not put it even, the deposit had to be returned. Make a long story short. That's when Gino heard that, you know, the bank was upset, etc. And when Gino bought it, it went for
$800,000. Oh, wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And he remember, he would tell us, you know, he walked into that building like you're describing, and yeah, he's thinking, this is so intense. This is an answer to our prayer. There was 39 rooms in the building.
Wow.
And it had all of what they needed, but it was very run down, and it had been stripped because they had built a new church. They took the best of what they had available and left the bones.
Yeah.
Okay? And they took the meat.
Yeah.
And, you know, it, like I told you, it was paid for inside of 10 years.
Wow. Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
So that was God.
Yeah.
You know? And it was God doing it because he got excommunicated by his father-in-law in 1979. Thrown out of church. And that's not something that most people probably know, but it's still the truth. It's part of his, part of what, you know, he had to die.
Yeah.
And he didn't like the dying. So...